East Coast Breakfast.
We've got Trevor Goombi on the line. Good morning, Trevor.
Hey.
Good morning.
No, there it is.
Are you? No, man. Are you really? Are you? Are you faking it? Are you awake and lacquer?
Oh, Darren, come on, bro. I'm so old now. Yeah. I wake up at 5 with no alarm. I don't know. It's those 3 a.m.s from many years ago that you and I used to pull off. And they're all coming back to haunt me alone.
No, but back in those days, yeah, you and I, we have a journey towards, we have our individual sobriety journeys, eh?
Yeah. No, but we've got a beautiful story. I don't know that many people know that Darren Moore actually got me my first TV show break. I had just done my first ever thing on TV, which was an ad for a telecommunications company.
Yeah.
And you had a show at Urban Brew called Last Say on Sunday.
Yes.
And yeah, you needed a dictator for a skit on your show.
Yeah. In the meantime.
So you called me in loosely based off of that character.
Yeah, yeah.
And I fell in love with what you were doing. I didn't know that TV took that much.
Yeah.
And, yeah, after that, I just came back every day. Yeah. And I ended up a year later working at Urban Brew writing scripts because I just kept coming back to your show, bringing people coffees, printing people scripts. It's amazing, bro. So it's not only all dark and shady. There's some beautiful moments.
we're not just remembering only those moments. Yeah, we basically, Trevor, guys, people don't know this. Trevor Goombi and I, we kept 7th Avenue Melville afloat. We financed them.
Absolutely. Stop it.
Yeah, we financed them. Yeah.
Well, I don't know so much as finance. I'm still paying you back to the debt.
In liver installments, yeah. So, now, you know what? How's this for full circle? You are writing for our good friend, Sky Shabalala, who's not with us right now. He's at a rugby festival. But he comes up to Joburg weekly to film his pre-Premier League shows. And you write for that show.
Yeah. Isn't that brilliant? The Betway Premiership show.
Yes.
Yeah. It's wonderful. I also voice it.
Yeah. And you're the voice. Like, you are so, like, where do you find the time? Like, I remember Trevor back in the day, we had to phone you several times to wake you up and say, come, we got a gig, bro. And now you've got Trevor the writer, Trevor the comedian, Trevor the voice artist, Trevor the actor, Trevor. How did that happen?
Oh, dude, I don't know. I think it's growing up. Mostly it's sobriety.
Yeah.
It got me really focused. I don't drink as much coffee as you do, but I do have a lot of time on my hands. Mm. So I put it into all the things that I love, which is family mostly.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm a herb. That's why I'm counting down the 5 more sleeves and I'm finally out of the house. I'm like a proper suburban dad.
Yeah.
Although I've still got a gripe. My neighbors haven't given me my complimentary K-Way jacket yet. And no black people know where it's bought. I've looked everywhere. It's not at Pick and Pay.
It's not
at A.C. Kerman's.
They didn't tell you.
Find it. Where do you find it?
I'll find you one. I'll bring it to you.
I go to the CPF meeting, and I'm the only one without a sleeveless puffer jacket.
They haven't told you yet.
No.
Oh,
it
man.
It was a battle getting onto the WhatsApp group.
Yeah. At least you're on it.
It was much better, Ekasi. Ekasi, just to be in the CPF, all you need is a whistle. And you're done.
Listen, Bootley wants to ask you a question.
Sorry, Trevor.
Bootley,
yes,
Bootley,
hello.
You know very well. We ask, Ekasi, when you have a whistle, you're like the Pied Piper of Hamilton.
Our OV.
You blow that, and then Ekasi Lonke comes.
Just make sure Sporty's in the mix, because if there's no Sporty, then we have a problem.
Exactly, Bootley. How are you doing? You well?
But one thing I want to actually just ask, you know, as my millennial self, two things come to mind when I think of Utrebo Gumbi. The first is the Vodacom ad that you did years ago, which was legendary. And then...
Are you free or are you dumb?
Yeah,
oh, that great. One.
And then there's Says Topla, which was amazing, which you really killed.
Mm.
But one thing I want to know is what else don't we know about Trevor?
Yeah, Trev.
Oh, thank you for the great compliments. I don't think people know what an amazing calligrapher I am. and of all my accolades, I think it's what makes me so great is how humble I am.
Oh, my word. Yeah. We'll see your humility at the Kings and Queens. All right, sleep well, work hard, do all the things you do. Trevor Gumbi, can't wait to be reunited with you again at the Kings and Queens of Comedy.
You're not saying goodbye right now, are you?
We got to go. We've got some ads and some songs, and then there's some news that doesn't happen because it's a holiday.
I woke up at 5 for me.
I know. this is not talk radio. We're adult contemporary. We're in and out, bro. In and out. I'll tell you what.
I'm coming over.
We'll see you now. Okay. I'll put the kettle on, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, cheers.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.